Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 8th, 2021. Time to gather the stones. Comment: if you read Ecclesiastes, Kit, then, in principle, there is nothing transcendental. Time to gather stones, to cast stones. My response: no. Kilat cannot be interpreted in earthly qualities. The stone, lev ha, even, the stony heart, is our egoism, which we cannot move. This is our most difficult desire, which we cannot cope with, and Kilat tells us how it can be used. In general, Kilat is a work with the left line in our soul. The soul consists of three lines: egoistic, left, altruistic, right, and on their correct connection we build a third line, our spiritual elevation. As a plus minus, right left leg, attraction rejection, everything in nature consists of two opposites, which, when properly combined, set in motion the mechanism of our movement. Any manifestation of life is built on the comparison of two opposites over some material. Here, basically, we mean working with the left line, with egoism, which is constantly manifested on the part of the left line of the soul. Therefore, Kilat talks about how to work with stones, time to cast stones and a time to gather stones. Question: such a pessimistic little book? Answer: no way. It is a joy, a great joy, when you read this book, because it speaks of states in which a person can use all his negative qualities specially created in him by the Creator in order to create evil, bestowal. This so-called vanity, this quality of bestowal, must be expressed out of itself. That is, it is these stones that are the lowest, coarsest, most inanimate desires to transform into the quality of bestowal, connections with others. And thus, experience the entire universe in these corrected qualities until its very last, most delicate manifestation. Because the heavier the quality you have to fix, the higher the quality of bestowal rises. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar, number 12. I, the original point in the system of Adam. Comment: we are unable to perceive whole phenomena, therefore, we do not understand what the universe, life, consciousness, or reason are. We try with our mind to break them down into some acceptable pieces and study each one separately. Thus it is difficult for science to explain a lot of things. My response: science cannot have anything to do with consciousness. It uses consciousness as a given, but it cannot explore it. To do this, you need to be on a level higher than consciousness. We always use the top-down method. And how can we rise above our consciousness while in it? Consciousness is the ability of a person to connect to the higher information layer. Question: you said that I is what I feel in the semblance of an information field. That is, it seems to coincide with the definition of consciousness. What is the difference between them? What is the I that has consciousness? Is it a collection of my thoughts, a feeling, a sensation? Answer: no. I is some kind of basis that does not disappear anywhere even with death. It goes through all the metamorphoses of our life and death cycles. I is our original point in the system called Adam. Each of us has such a point, which represents our initial data, our coordinates. And we can't get away from them, that's how we were created. Every person in our world has a place in the system of Adam, which exists so that we can change ourselves, so that each point can connect to this higher system, to the field in which it is located, and fully comprehend it. Question: how can we explain to a person who does not know that there is a system of Adam and in it one's point, what is this I? Answer: I is a part of the Creator from above. Question: so it cannot be explained without the Creator? Answer: the Creator is an upper force, the same field. We don't attribute this power to some grandfather sitting somewhere. We're talking about nature. The Creator and nature are one and the same. This is the highest consciousness, the highest thought. From CabTV's meeting with Kabbalah Zero March 29, 2019. Find the formula of equilibrium. Question: how should a person use his desires? Answer: a person must understand that he applies his desires in their original egoistic form incorrectly. They are inherent in him by nature, but how to use them correctly, this he must learn. In nature, everything is built on balance, on harmony. Everyone consumes exactly as much as they need according to the formula of balance. If I find this formula, I will know what and how much I need to use and how I can optimally fulfill my desires. Moreover, I will not learn from the surrounding society to chase after some kind of airy virtual values in which there is absolutely nothing valuable, but because society values them and believes that they bear fashionable, I must kill myself to achieve the same level of fashion. When I know that I need to compare myself not with the trendsetters of fashion and other values, but I need to learn from nature what I should correspond to, then I will reach the best, most optimal, most beautiful level of existence. In principle, we are already beginning to feel this subconsciously. Question: but how is this possible? Answer: only if we discover nature and find out where these values, these laws, are in it. How we can get in touch with it and receive only good signals from it. From CabTV's Close Up, August 19, 2009. Adhesion with infinity. Question: is there a difference between the concepts of I and my consciousness? Answer: it depends on you, with what you identify. Do you identify yourself with a part of the higher consciousness or just with how you feel in your mortal body? Do you identify yourself as existing in some kind of organism, for example, in a group? It all depends on your definition of yourself. How else? Who will give you such a universal definition? Even if Kabbalah speaks about it, it still means nothing. The main thing is how you define yourself. In fact, you are the highest consciousness. Moreover, you are not just a part of this consciousness because by revealing it, through it, you achieve merging with the whole consciousness, call it the Creator. This is your highest attainment, merging with it, but proceeding from an individual point, which is your I. Question: and what is the individuality? Answer: in the fact that in this case you represent what is called Adam. On the one hand, you comprehend the peak of possible revelation, which is no longer in nature at all. On the other hand, only you comprehend this, proceeding from your individual point. Question: it turns out that I is something that includes absolutely everything, and at the same time something very individual, which no one else has. Answer: your individuality does not disappear anywhere. This is your primordial data from the general system. But due to the fact that you connect with the entire system on the property of bestowal, you want to enter it, you seem to acquire the whole system. It becomes yours in individual receipt relative to your point. And it turns out that your very point, narrow, rough individuality, in fact a point, adheres with the entire system, which is infinity. From CabTV's meetings with Kabbalah March 29, 2019.